acrobats in high voice, show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Look, I'm just wondering how good your ears are today. Well, there's one sure way to find out. I'm going to put my good friend, the sound effects man, to work. And I want you to guess which seasons of the year these sounds represent. All set? Here we go. Sound effect number one. Got it? Well, if you said summer and the baseball season, you are correct. Now, sound effect number two. Well, that was a cinch. Jingle bells and the good old winter time. Now, here's why I picked those sounds. Training in the spring, summer, and fall is a swell idea. I'm for it 100%. But the fellow who really gets the most good out of a training program like Jack Armstrong's is the fellow who goes right on training, and training hard 365 days out of the year. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. So if you've been training Jack Armstrong's way this last summer and fall, don't stop now just because cold weather's here. Training helps build champions all year round. There's an extra special reason why you ought to go right on following Jack Armstrong's rule number three this winter. Remember it? Eat a breakfast of champions every morning. You see, this keen combination of Wheaties, milk, and fruit gives you an abundant supply of heat energy units, the food fuel that helps you keep warm when the thermometer is taking a nosedive. And say, remember this. Cooking food on the kitchen stove doesn't help a particle when it comes to the job of helping you keep warm. No, sir. The temperature of the food hasn't got a thing in the world to do with it. It's the amount of heat energy units contained in the food itself that really does the job. And Wheaties, made from choice whole wheat, are brimming with those important heat energy units. So take a tip from many of your favorite champions who rate Wheaties their favorite year-round training breakfast. Remind Mother to get a couple of packages of those extra good whole wheat flakes tomorrow and serve you a breakfast of champions every morning from here on in. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. An exciting drama is underway under the cloak of darkness in Manila Harbor. Uncle Jim and Betty are on the schooner Spindrift, which has brought them to the Philippines in search of some precious uranium-235 lost in a sunship in the Sulu Sea. With them, but safely bound, is the international adventurer Dr. Chapato, who tried to steal from Uncle Jim an important chart and luminous ring needed to locate the uranium. But through the darkness of the harbor, a skiff is approaching the schooner Spindrift. In it are Lazaro and Blackbeard and others of Chapato's crew on their way to the Spindrift to rescue Chapato and steal the chart and luminous ring. And in the stern of the skiff is the Filipino Michelle, in the pay of Chapato, but whose life has been saved by Jack and Billy. He is supposed to be guarding Jack and Billy, who are tied hand and foot in the bottom of the skiff, but who hope to work loose in time to help Uncle Jim and Betty when the crucial moment arrives. Listen.
Tie you pretty tight, Billy.
I'll say they did, Jack. I can't move my hands or even wiggle my feet.
I trussed up tightly, too. But Michelle will cut us loose when he gets a chance. Won't you, Michelle?
I cut you loose. You, my friend, you saved my life. But you wait. They see me now.
Well, wait. But you better not forget. We ought to be getting pretty close to the Spindrift, Jack.
I can't see from the bottom of the boat.
It's too dark to see anyway. We'll be there in a minute or two.
Gosh, Jake, do you suppose Uncle Jim and Betty saw what was happening to us? They could have seen us when the destroyer flashed its searchlight around the harbor. Boy, oh boy, if they didn't, they're going to be in an awful tough spot.
I bet a million Uncle Jim saw what happened. He'd be looking for us. He'd be wondering if we recovered the chart and ring.
Have you still got them, Jake?
That's a lot, Billy. If Lazaro or Blackbeard ever suspected that we actually have them with us, then we'd be in a tough spot.
Jumping chimney, we sure would be. Do you suppose Uncle Jim and Betty are having any trouble with Chapato?
Not if I know Uncle Jim. He probably has Chapato tied up so he can't do any mischief.
But I wonder what Uncle Jim is doing. I mean, if he did see us.
He's planning something. He isn't going to stand by and let Lazaro and Blackbeard and this crew take him by surprise.
We must be getting close to our schooner. Hey, look how everybody is turning around to watch as they row.
How about it, Michelle? Are we getting close?
We get close now.
And now's the time, Michelle. Everyone has his eyes on the Spindrift. Cut the rope around my hands first.
Shh. Not so loud. If they hear you, too bad. Too bad for me. I got now.
That's it. It's almost loose, Michelle. Cut a little more.
Maybe I cut you.
I don't care if you do cut me. Hurry.
There. All gone now.
Boy, my hands are free. You work on Billy now. I'll untie my own legs.
You be careful. If they look, you stay still.
I'll watch them. You get to work on Billy.
Hold still, Billy. I cut you loose now.
Make it snappy, Michelle. We must be getting awfully close to the Spindrift.
There. You loose now.
No, I'm not. Not quite. There's still one strand holding me.
There. All cut.
Good work, Michelle. Say, I can't get to my legs without moving around.
Don't move, Billy. I can reach your legs without moving. Just as soon as I get my own legs free.
Easy, Jack. Like Bear's looking at us.
I'm watching him. Okay. He's turned around to look at the Spindrift again. I'll be loose in half a jiffy.
Gosh, I hope Uncle Jim does know what's going on. If he's taken by surprise, it'll be too bad.
You never saw Uncle Jim taken by surprise in your life, Billy. Now I'm free now. I'll have you free in a split second.
Careful, Jack. One of the men is looking around.
He can't see a thing in the bottom of the skiff, Billy. This knot on your leg is jammed. Slip that knife to me, Michelle.
Here. You be careful, Jack.
Now, I'll be free in no time, Billy. There. How's that?
It's cut, Jack. I can move my legs.
Now don't move your legs. Don't move at all. Lie perfectly still, just as though you were bound hand and foot.
We almost there.
Can you see anyone on board, Michelle? What are they doing?
I not see anyone. All quiet.
But, golly sakes, Michelle, there must be someone on board.
I not see anyone.
Maybe they've gotten away, Billy.
Jump the chimney, I sure hope so. Because if they haven't, it's just gonna be too bad.
Look at Lazaro and Blackbeard. They're wondering why everything's so quiet on the schooner. They're afraid of a trap.
There's something mighty funny going on aboard that ship. We better be careful.
You are always so careful, Blackbeard. There are five of us here. There's only Captain Fairfield to worry about on the schooner.
Captain Fairfield is no man to treat lightly, Lazaro. We're almost there. Colonel McComber's, but I still don't see nary a sign of life.
So sorry, Blackbeard. I see someone. I see a head above the cockpit.
Do you hear that, Billy? There is someone on the Spindrift.
But suffering catfish, Jack. Uncle Jim can't hope to overpower this crew single-handed.
Well, roll McConnell's under dust. Captain Fairfield think he ambushes and knock us off one by one.
We will take no chance with Captain Fairfield. We shall rush the schooner. All of us. You shall lead us, Blackbeard.
That tells my business if I will. I have more respect, Captain Fairfield, than that. He's got something up his sleeve, I tell you.
Truly, your court is an example for more foolish persons. I will lead the rush. My two men and Michelle will follow me. You shall stay and guard Jack Armstrong and Billy Fairfield. If you think that is not too dangerous.
Why, roll me down to Rio. I'm as brave as the next man. But when you're up again, Captain Fairfield, you can't be too careful.
My horse, men. I shall go first. Michelle, you shall follow me and make the boat fast. You two men shall come up after Michelle. Blackbeard may stay in the boat and guard our helpless prisoners. It will be safer for him.
Why, riddle him a royals, if I will. I'll be on deck with the rest of you. Captain Fairfield can't bluff me.
Easy, all. Take water.
I go now. You be careful.
We won't forget what you've done, Michelle.
Here we are. Follow me on board. Up, over the side.
Oh, I'm in on this. I'm a-coming, too.
We're alone and free, Billy.
What do we do now, Jack?
We've got to follow them on board. If Uncle Jim and Betty are still there, they'll need us.
Gee, my daddy, we won't be much good against that bunch.
We'd be better than nothing. Sit up now so we can see what's going on. And get all set to rush on board with them.
They're in the cockpit now, Jack. Gosh, I don't hear any fighting.
Uncle Jim isn't there, Billy.
Maybe he and Betty have left. Maybe that's Geppetto in the cockpit.
If it is, he's bound and gagged.
Just a second, Dr. Geppetto. Then we'll have you untied.
There. Did you hear that? It is Geppetto.
But jump it quick. It's Jack. What do we do?
Billy, look. Up by the bow on the water. What's that?
It's another skiff. It must be Uncle Jim and Betty.
I'll bet that's just who it is. They're easing this way to save us. They think we're still tied up.
Did you hear that, Jack? I bet you Geppetto has told them Uncle Jim is close by in the skiff.
We've got to cut our boat loose, Billy. I've got Michelle's knife. Let me by.
Hey, look out, Jack. I see it. Somebody's coming down.
Take it over, Billy. Knock him for a loop while I cut the line.
Okay. Hey. Oh. That got him, Billy. Look out. Here comes another one. Okay. Ah. That's two of them, Jack. Hurry up with that line. Hurry.
Billy, push off. Push off with the oar.
Okay. There. We're off, Jack. Watch that man. He's trying to climb back into the skiff.
Pass me an oar, Billy. Quick. I'll fix it.
Okay. Suck him, Jack. Don't let him get into the boat.
There. He won't try to get in again. Look out, Billy. Someone's getting into the stern.
I'll get him.
Jim untied us.
Oh, that's swell, and they won't blame Michelle. See, where are Uncle Jim and Betty? It's so dark that I can't see a thing.
Here they are. They're almost to us. Uncle Jim, is that you?
I'm coming, Jack. Are you all right?
Sure, we're all right. Billy, are you sure no one's hanging onto our boat?
Oh, not at my end, Jack. I gave that last chap a slap with you that he'll never forget.
My man has a little souvenir, too. I guess they're being pulled on board the schooner now.
Hey, here's Uncle Jim now. And there's Betty with him. I can see them both. Hi, Betty.
Hi, boy. We were so worried about you and Jack.
We were plenty worried about you and Uncle Jim, too, Betty.
We'll talk about it later, Jack. They'll be after us in a moment. We've got to get to the dock and to our car.
But they can't come after us, Uncle Jim. They haven't got a boat.
Yes, they have, Billy. There's the spare lifeboat lashed down on deck. They're unlashing her now. They'll have her overboard in a minute. Listen.
Boy, we had better hurry. We'd better get in your boat, Uncle Jim. It's smaller and we can row it faster.
Fine, get in. Quickly. Bring up a pair of oars. All four of us will row.
Come on, Billy.
Oh, I'm so glad you're both safe.
Did you get that chart and ring, Jack?
We got him, Uncle Jim. We got him from Michelle. We pulled him aboard when a shark attacked him. He's our friend for life. They're right here.
Jack had them with him all the time, Uncle Jim. And boy, when Lazaro finds that out, he's going to throw a fit.
Everybody take an oar. Ready, all? Pull.
They've got the lifeboat overboard, Uncle Jim. They'll be after us in a jiffy.
We'll give them a race, Jack.
But, Uncle Jim, maybe they'll scuttle us home drift.
Not on your life, they won't, Betty. Not until they get that chart from us.
Oh, I see. If they haven't got the chart, they'll have to follow us to the Sulu Sea to find the Uranium.
That's just what they'll have to do. And if they scuttle the spindrift, we can't go to the Sulu Sea.
The searchlight from the destroyer sweeping around the harbor. Look, it's on the spindrift.
I see them, Uncle Jim. They're in the lifeboat. They're rowing like mad. They're going to try to catch us before we get ashore.
Pull, Jack. Pull, Billy. Pull, Betty. This is one time we've got to shake them off.
What do we do if we shake them off, Uncle Jim?
We're going up to find that sergeant in the headhunting country. The Pato and his gang will follow us, but we're going anyway. But if you don't pull faster, Billy, they'll catch us before we get started. Come on, all together, pull! Pull!
Say, you can bet that when Shepato learns that they have the chart and the luminous ring with them, he'll follow them even to the headhunting country. And say, Uncle Jim is going up there to question the constabulary sergeant about the missing Professor Loring. And the sergeant is up there because of trouble among the headhunters. That looks as if there'll be something mighty exciting going on up there, doesn't it? You certainly don't want to miss that. So listen in, all of you, at the same time next Monday for some more thrills in another exciting chapter of The Chart and Ring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Look, would you like to get in on an A number one idea that'll put you in line for a lot of extra fun? Okay, here it is. Just before you go to bed tonight, help yourself to a heaping big bowl of Wheaties with milk or cream. To my way of thinking, those crisp whole wheat flakes are a perfect way to top off a perfect day. And say, if you find that your Wheaties package is getting a little empty, better remind Mother to get a couple of packages from the grocer tomorrow, sure.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye to Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
The best.